This is TWiT.
I've got my MacBook Air. You've got your MacBook Air. This is the way to get it. Gold.
I am the gray of space, the cold gray of outer space.
I guess that's the new pro color, but this is not a pro device. Let's say that right
up front. It's definitely not. In ways that the old MacBook Air used to be plausibly a pro device, if you spec'd it up, you can't spec this up. So
it's going to have an i5. That's it. It's a Wi-Fi i5, which means a low-power 7-watt i5, specially designed by Intel to be 7 watts instead of the 5 that most Ys are. That's basically Intel's Core M process.
Basically, they renamed it so that people wouldn't treat it badly.
Yeah.
It does have, unlike the MacBook, the 12-inch MacBook has one of those 5-watt chips in it, and it's fanless. One of the nice things about this, and I know this is hard to believe, is that it has a fan. But what that means is it can run hotter. It's not going
to
throttle itself back, and that means it can be faster.
I've been working it as hard as I can. I've not been able to either the fan's so quiet I can't tell, or I can't get it. You hear it.
You try to put Dropbox on it for the first time, and it wants to sync all 30,000 of your Dropbox files, and that fan kicks in right away. So, but that's good, because that means that it's able to run faster with Turbo Boost, and instead of doing what a fanless system will do, which is throttle back and run slower until it cools off. So I think it's good that the fan is still in there.
Apple's a little influenced by the MacBook Nothing, because they eliminated some of the connectors. They've only got Type-C Thunderbolt 3 connectors, although there are two of them.
Yes.
This
product, for people who have not been following Apple laptops and they just have been using their existing MacBook Air, this is very much like one of those TV recaps, like previously on the MacBook, because it's all the stuff that they have been doing the last 4 years. So it's USB-C, no more MagSafe, no more DisplayPort, the Thunderbolt's in the USB-C.
And I'm sad to say.
And the Butterfly keyboard.
The crap Butterfly keyboard. Although
it's the third gen. It's better than the first two.
It's usable.
It is.
You know what? I've gotten over it a little bit. I'm able to use this with some comfort.
Yeah, it's fine.
It does have a fingerprint reader because it's got the T2 chip in it.
Yeah, it's the first device on the Mac to have Touch ID without that touch bar thing.
I hate the touch bar. I love the physical escape keys and function keys. I'm thrilled, frankly. So that kind of makes up to me, that makes up for the Butterfly 3 keyboard.
Yep.
This is so much like the original, like the old MacBook Air.
It is. That was my surprise, is that I thought they might release a new MacBook Air and call it a MacBook Air, but it's really some other laptop. And it's not. This is the MacBook Air. It's got, like, the feet on the bottom.
It's the same.
These little round feet, the
nubbins.
Little curved edges.
Yeah, curving. It's all the same.
The screws that Apple would probably hate to do
the
now.
The pencil lobes, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're a MacBook Air user and you pick this up, you'll be like, oh, yeah, this is totally a MacBook Air. It's got some changes, but it is recognizably. Now, I think the truth is that when Apple came out with that MacBook a couple years ago, 3 years ago, I guess, they thought it would be the replacement for this, and it never happened. And they went back to the drawing board and said, okay, we're going to build a Retina MacBook Air after all, and
Retina?
This is it.
It is Retina, which is nice.
It's not quite 2 times the resolution of the old display, but it's like 1.8 times the resolution.
It's not bezel-less either. I have to... Oh, I keep touching this.
Yeah.
Why isn't that going away? Oh, no.
It's not bezel-less, but the old bezels were enormous. And
this is better.
So this is actually... It allowed them to shrink the computer. This computer is actually almost as narrow as the old 11-inch MacBook Air.
Yeah.
Even though it's still got a 13-inch screen in it, because the bezels are much less. And they're the new Apple standard, which is the single pane of glass with the screen behind.
The liquid Retina.
Because the old Air was the silver frame over the display, which was a very old school look.
Now, I have an i9 MacBook Pro, which is the speed
demon. That's going to be a lot faster than this.
But this is fast enough.
It is.
90% what I do.
Like I talk about my podcast editing, so much of that is disk bound.
Yeah.
And this, with that T2 processor,
drive.
It's the storage is super fast because it's all flash storage and it's being controlled by Apple's own ARM processor.
Let me edit this in Aurora HDR, which is a fairly slow program even on the i9. It's going to import this image. It's a digital negative image into Aurora, and then here it comes. Here's Aurora running. So this is actually about the same speed, believe it or not, as I would have on my i9. To be honest, Aurora is fairly slow.
Yeah, I think if you're doing 4K video or you're doing a lot of video encoding, this is not the computer for you.
Yeah.
But it's going to be pretty capable for the people who would buy a MacBook Air. I think the big difference is you used to be able to buy a MacBook Air and then spec it up to have an i7 in it.
You can't spec this up.
And this, This
in
is
a way I don't mind that.
So
it's an i5.
Here's
it's
the funny thing.
Thermals, right?
I feel like this is the future of a lot of Mac,
yeah,
especially consumer Macs. It's going to be more like an iPad. You can't spec up an iPad's processor. There's only one.
Right.
You can't spec up the MacBook Air's processor. It comes with one processor. That's it. You can spec up the RAM. You can spec up the storage. But the processor is what it is. It's the only processor they make. So if you want a faster processor, if you want an i7, you're going to need to at least go up to that MacBook Escape.
Right.
And then you can build to order a faster processor there.
And let me show you how this works, which is kind of nice, the before and the after. This is perfectly snappy, right?
Yeah.
There, I've made you look really old. My job here is done.
Thank you very much. You've made my... And my sweater is exploding. It's like radioactive.
Yeah. Great. That's HDR for you.
Thanks a lot.
Hey,
get off my
cloud. That's what you're going to look like when you're my age, Jason.
These new family computers.
Maybe I should tone that down a little
just
bit.
Back that off.
That's a little bit better. I feel like this is fine.
I think this is the default. I think right now, if somebody said, "What MacBook should I buy?" I'm like, MacBook Air.
Now it starts. It's not as cheap as we hoped.
That's
$1,199.
It's $1,199. The old Air starts at $999. So this is $200 more expensive than the Air was to start.
And that's with an 8 gigabyte RAM and with only 128 gig storage.
Yeah.
That's not a lot. I spec this up to 16 gigs and 512 storage. $1,700, which is about right. I mean, you're paying a premium. It's a Macintosh. But look, fellas, it's gold. It's solid gold. Let me show you. This is what people were saying when this came out in May. This is the Huawei MateBook X Pro. And when this came out, people said and by the way, that's what the MacBook Air is so interesting. This was the first Ultrabook, the MacBook Air.
Yes.
This is a copy, in effect, of the MacBook Air because it's an Ultrabook. Super thin, but this has an U-chip in it. So it's got a much faster chip.
Mm-hmm.
Notice they were able to go almost bezel-less. Well, there's one drawback to doing that. Where do you put the camera? How about right here, under your nose? That's a little weird.
Just watching while you type.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you wanted to Skype, you could tilt it like that, or something. But it's a really nice machine. You know the drawback on this? It's running Windows.
Yeah.
Running Windows. But this is the same price, I should point out, for considerably more.
Mm-hmm.
A bigger drive, a faster processor, a better screen, a bezel-less screen. This is the same price as that MacBook Air we're looking at. And by the way, a better keyboard.
And this is a trend that we're seeing with Apple, is they are definitely cranking up the price of all of their stuff.
Yeah, yeah. This has a headphone jack and two Thunderbolt 3 connectors, but it also has a Type-A USB 3.
Mm, fancy.
One more port. Not a whole lot more. There's a drawback to this Huawei, I have to say. The fan is here, and it fires right up at you. But if you cold winter's day, there's nothing better. This is this starts at $1,199, just like the MacBook Air. But instead, it's got a 13.9-inch LCD touchscreen, 3,000 by 2,000 instead of 2560 by 1600. So it's a little bit higher resolution. 91% screen-to-body ratio that you really... I think, the Dell XPS 13, there are many laptops now that have smaller bezels than Apple's. If you can go all the way up to 1.5 terabytes of drive, you can go all the way up to 16 gigs. It does have a touch sensor, much the same spot, by the way, as the Apple touch sensor. It's got two Thunderbolt USB-C charging display port up to 40 gigabit throughput, as well as the USB 3.1 second gen up to 10 gigabits. 50.3 watt-hour battery. So this competes with the MacBook Air in terms of battery life. I think the MacBook Air is the winner, though, on that one. That's one thing we should really give credit to the MacBook Air for. This is 2.93 pounds. I'm sorry, I got this all mixed up. 57 watt-hour battery, 15 hours, they claim. The Apple's 50.3 watt-hour battery. And this one is... 2.93 pounds compared to the MacBook Air 2.75. So the MacBook Air is a little bit lighter than the Huawei. I feel like the Huawei, this is spec'd out kind of top of the line. It's about $1,500. It's a couple $100 less for more. It is from Huawei. It does run Windows 10. I'm going to give you my review of the MacBook Air. This is mom's home cooking. This for me is almost nostalgic.
It's funny. Apple has... A lot of people have said, and I think there's some truth in it, Apple's kind of lost its way with its laptop designs the last few years.
Yeah.
It is telling that this shot of mom's home cooking is so welcome.
Yeah.
Because they backed off on a bunch of their things, and it's familiar.
No touch bar.
And that's, I think that says a lot about where Apple has been in laptops the last few years.
I did not expect to like this. I thought it was going to be too slow for me, too underpowered. And you know what? This is my preferred laptop. Yeah. It is. It's mom. It's nostalgic. It's like, it may not, mom's home cooking may not be the best, right?
But it's what you were.
But
raised
it's mom's and, home cooking. Yeah. This is what I grew. This is the Air. It's back. And I have to say, a lot of people who use the Air will feel very comfortable, very at home.
And I think the primary audience for this is going to be people who have been hanging on to an old MacBook Air.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a new one that was a Retina display.
Right.
And they basically haven't updated it in like 4 or 5 years. So here it is.
Yeah.
And it is now my default. I've got a kid going off to school. I need to get them a laptop. We want it to be a Mac. This is where you start.
The MacBook, sure, it's an i7-8550U. It's got a GeForce MX150. It's got actually real discrete Jet graphics. This has the kind of not-so-hot Intel graphics. The GPU is not great in this. It's the UHD 617. Who cares? Who cares? This is home cooking. This, you can go to a fancy restaurant, get some fancy Chinese food if you want. Okay, gourmet, costs a little bit less. This is home. So I have to say, in fact, I'm probably going to use this instead of that i9 MacBook Pro. When I need horsepower, I can use... This is one thing I don't like about Apple. None of these are 100% everything you need.
Correct.
So if you really want to live in the Apple world, you better have an Apple Watch, an Apple phone, an Apple iPad, an Apple laptop, and an Apple desktop. But then you can do everything you need to do. Then, $10,000 later, you're happy.
That is why Apple is one of the most successful companies in the world.
Number one, baby. We're number one. See, because I have an iMac Pro, and I can go to the iMac Pro if I need horsepower or speed.
Yeah, exactly.
If I want portability, when I want to travel, or when I want to just go back and forth to work, this fits in my backpack. It's light. The i9 is probably doesn't really have a role in that, you know. And if I want something super light that's just gorgeous, I'll go with the iPad Pro.